At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is the Hemp Present Resistance. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest. Speaking flower to power for 29 years and found at hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest, also found at hempfest.org. This show is a weekly read for Radio Rebellion, where I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, somebody, please email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. My guest today is Julie Chiarello, editor-in-chief at Skunk Magazine. I recently hit the 5-year mark of doing this show and have completed over 200 interviews. It's been thrilling for me to have had the opportunity to present to you such an array of quality thought leaders. So at this 5-year milepost, I've been bringing some guests back to check in, get updates on what's been going on since they were last on the show, and I'm excited to do that just today. As a woman in business for close to the last 2 decades, Julie Chiarello enjoys bringing green, cutting-edge products successfully to market and empowering other women to succeed. She is a medical user, a herbalist, and believes in the use of and production of herbal medicines in all of their forms. Julie is a champion of new style business that upholds the tenets of sustainability, empowered consumerism, philanthropy, and a more intelligent use of our collective resources. She has successfully built and led the sales teams of various companies within the yoga, health, and wellness industries. Julie entered the cannabis market in the vaporizer manufacturing segment, where she was blessed to cultivate a global network of friends and activists. Ms. Chiarello is now the editor-in-chief of Skunk Magazine. I'm delighted to have her in the virtual Hemp Present studio with me today. In her new capacity, I might add, welcome back, Julie, my power sister to Cannabis Radio.
Thank you so much for Vivian having me on. My power brother, as you say. Oh, you inspire me every day. And I'm thrilled to come on today and talk about all the new stuff that we are going to be collaborating on.
Right on. You were talking my language. So, Julie, let's just start off with you refreshing us with a brief history and description of Skunk Magazine. Touch on maybe what the Skunk ethos is, because I love it so much, as well as the focus and mission of the publication.
Thank you. Yes. Love to share again where it's interesting. We're heading into our 16th year at Skunk Magazine. Skunk has been devoted to organic and sustainability its entire existence, which is very special and unique. It's like your festival, Vivian. It's the largest outdoor festival. And for Skunk, we are the only magazine globally that's devoted to organics and sustainability within cannabis. And that to me is special. Skunk has taught millions of people around the world to grow organically at home, either as hobbyists or if they go on later to be in the industry, which many people have gone on to be cultivators and craft makers in the industry. So that is Skunk's legacy. And, you know, the last 6 years, we fought a court case in the Canadian courts for seed importation and seed trafficking. And now we are finished with that. And we are moving more deeply into this idea of a renaissance happening in not only the cannabis industry, but on the planet in general, that we can, you know, as you said in your intro, that we can work with our resources in a better way. We can work with our soils and our waterways in a better way. We can grow clean organic medicine and food, and we can empower and heal ourselves and empower our communities. So that's Skunk's focus as we enter into the next decade. And we're excited about uniting further with you as well.
You know, in our last interview, we touched on business as unusual, right? But I want to get into the Green Renaissance and organics and all that. But before we do, we live in a different time right now from when we last spoke just over a year ago. Our world has been largely upended by the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm just curious, how has the coronavirus impacted your work at Skunk? Have you had to make any adjustments to your operations?
Yes, it has been a wild ride. And you're right. It's so much has taken place in just a year's time. And it does feel to a large extent that the earth is saying, hey, it's time for a reset. Enough's enough. And in terms of the industry, it's been quite interesting. I'm down in California right now. Skunk, as you said, was started in Quebec, but I'm born and raised Californian. And one of the kind of small silver linings to all of the challenges was that cannabis was named essential during this crisis. And I think that that really was very important for cannabis in general, the cannabis industry, to keep pushing forward through the quagmire of legalization and keep making gains, much needed gains, because there's been a lot of setbacks. And I think that the crisis was another setback, but it had that kind of beautiful silver lining that said, you know what? Cannabis is essential during this crisis. Everybody needs access to it. So how are we going to get this done? So we've been remaining agile and really kind of course correcting as needed. But it's been really interesting to see that a lot of the companies that I was very concerned with, they've been able to maintain their well-being and their existence, really, and not die because they were deemed essential.
When you were last on, you spoke of your vision for a green renaissance. Seattle Hemp Fest, the organization that I've worked with for 29 years, is adapting to the COVID age as well. And this October, we are producing our event online rather than in the parks with 100,000 people on the waterfront. And Seattle Hemp Fest has, with your blessing, has adopted the Green Renaissance as its central theme. Can you just quickly revisit what the term means to you and how it might apply to the terms that we're, to the times, excuse me, that we're living through right now?
Absolutely. And thank you, my kindred brother. Yeah, about 6 years ago, I was really, I mean, for my whole life, I was very inspired by the idea that there are groups of times through the eras where human beings change and they reach new levels of consciousness and capability through these collective understandings that we kind of all arrive at together. And about 6 years ago, the industry was really, it had this kind of watchword of the green rush, and everybody was coming into the industry and kind of greedy and hungry. And it really felt like, you know, this idea of business as usual and this idea of coming in and profiting off of earthly resources without concern for the people and the earth itself. It just seemed like a real insult and really was missing the mark in terms of why cannabis and other plant allies are in our lives in general. And so I just said, you know, we don't need a green rush. We need a green renaissance. And to me, I saw indicators, you being a counterculture person, you know, all of the great counterculture revolutionaries through the last century have deeply inspired me that there's been this call for us to reach an even newer level of greatness as one human race, as one humanity. And it has a lot to do with us changing how we do business. And so, you know, we want to see a green renaissance. And the nice thing about cannabis and hemp, and you could take, I take took cue from Jack Herer and others, but Jack specifically talked about how cannabis and hemp can change every level of our world, from paper to energy to fuel to, of course, healing to, of course, you know, one thing that's very close to my heart is that human rights and earthly rights, environmental rights, are intimately intertwined with hemp and cannabis, and that those things being prohibited has not only hurt us as human beings, but it's hurt our world, and it's prevented our industries from evolving to a more sustainable and regenerative version that we could be regenerating on the planet versus depleting the planet and ourselves.
Julie, another difference from last year is that our nation is not only experiencing these challenges with COVID, but also confronting longstanding injustice. And an issue that intersects with prohibition of the drug war, of course, is the issue of racial inequality and, you know, disproportionate amount of men of color, specifically Black men in jails and prisons in America. And, you know, the George Floyd police killing has just energized the Black Lives Matter movement, made it mainstream, created a wave of awareness that's just, in my experience, is unprecedented. I'm just curious what thoughts, and we got about 2 minutes for the break. I'm interested in what thoughts you might have on the Black Lives Matter movement, and has Skunk taken any steps in response?
Thank you. Super important question. I mean, I've been in the industry for almost 16 years. I've had the ability to travel globally. And, you know, one of the things that has always been disappointing to me, and I didn't really quite know how to approach it, was the extreme whitewashing of the industry. And, you know, knowing that our Black, Brown, and Native lives, and even Asian lives, I've been speaking with this week, that all of the others besides the white counterparts have really been shut out of the industry. And the thing is that it's systemic. And so it's I think right now we're dealing with, and I agree with you, that we've not seen anything at this level and at this scale, and I'm glad for it. And I do believe that we are in a catalyst moment, and that this is actually a renaissance where we can rewrite the script. But boy, do we have a lot of hard work ahead of us to roll up our sleeves and have these difficult conversations. And for my part, what I've been doing is, you know, I've been in business for 26 years. I've had many different sales teams and staffs. I've always hired across gender, across race, across economic background, across anything. For me, I believe in one human race. But that being said, that's not how the industry functions. That's not how it actually is. And that's not how it feels to be a person of color in the industry. And so what I had to look at was, you know, Skunk, our staff was very small. We had 3 people on staff. But as I've started to rise out of kind of our challenges of the last 6 years, I said, well, how can I actually take responsibility? So Skunk recently has brought on the Dank Duchess. She's a Black woman activist, businesswoman, leader, a hash maker, cannabis grower. I've hired her as managing editor. And I really took heart. I mean, she's talented in her own right, but I really did take heart, and I was trying to pay attention. How can I actually walk my talk? How can I actually say this isn't just a token social equity article or social equity piece, but this is actually hiring. This is putting people in positions of leadership, positions of power. That's what I think is important for all of us to do.
Excellent. We're going to go to a break, come back with more with Julie Kirill.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
Plant Profits.
I'm Vern Davis, and I'd like to introduce you to some of the most forward-thinking executives and companies in the cannabis industry. We call them the Plant Profits. Each week on Plant Profits, we talk to the people at the forefront of the industry, creating real companies and career opportunities. We'll learn from the people leading the charge into the promised land of profit. Plant Profits is powered by Produce Global, people solutions firm that has been building companies, changing lives since 1995. ProtisGlobal.com. Produce Global. Find Plant Profits now at CannabisRadio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Hemp Present with Julie Chiarello, the editor-in-chief of Skunk Magazine. Julie, Skunk is the only North American cannabis publication that's solely committed to organic practices. You kind of touched on it in the first segment. Why are organics so important to Skunk? What is it about that approach that you feel so committed to?
Well, it really began with the Rev. Shout out to the Rev. Rev is our cultivation editor, and he was devoted to true living organics. And I'm so thankful that he was. When he met John over 15 years ago, it was approaching him just as a business thing, and also just knowing that the Rev really was kind of capturing people's imaginations, excitement, and interest. But I'm so thankful that that decision and that choice was made, because, yeah, I think that we've seen kind of decades of growing in the industry that actually poisons our soils and our waterways, and also gives medicine that is laden with other chemicals and components that actually aren't conducive or advantageous to our healing. And I think that we've been dealing with maybe a sea change over the last 10 years, and we've probably got another 10 years to go, to where we help people understand and reconnect to who we are as beings that are intimately connected with the soils and the waterways, intimately connected with of the earth. Whether we have acknowledged it up until this point is not relevant, because the fact is that we are interconnected. So one of the things that has changed is I'm happy that in a lot of the places, one another silver lining of legalization, even though there's many challenges, is that there's been this demand for testing and this demand to know, okay, does this check out as an organic product? And we all know, many of us listening know, that the organics industry is rife with corruption, and we still have a long way to go. But what I'm happy about is that it's not okay to create what should be a healing medicine if it's poisoned. and if we've poisoned our soils and our waterways, then we're really not creating lasting healing. And so the need is there to take responsibility and say, hey, we can create clean medicine. And furthermore, not to ignore business, to say that we can actually get better yields and more powerful medicine when it's organic and cultivated organically. And I'm excited for the industry to keep showing that and for Skunk to kind of be on the leading edge with those growers and those business people that are saying, you know what, we can create stellar medicine, we can be successful in business, we can do high volume, and furthermore, we can grow organic medicine and we can protect our soils and our waterways.
Yeah, and you know, this is such a great way for cannabis to lead the way, because all of our agriculture needs to be organic. You know, we're facing potential extinction on a lot of levels, and organics plays a huge role in just providing us the healthy, sustainable food products that we need. Julie, I guess I'll just say it. You're one of my favorite people in the entire cannabis industry. And I know some people in the cannabis industry. You're so driven and you're so involved in so many projects. You're always on the move. I never know where you're going to be in the country when I talk to you. You've got this just profound, infectious positivity. Can you talk about your philosophy, where you draw your inspiration from? Where do you get the drive to keep pushing boundaries and advancing your mission to make Skunk a powerful and successful voice in the cannabis world?
Oh, you're one of my favorite people in the whole global cannabis industry as well, brother. So you got me in your court too. I mean, I just, you know, and others like you, you're driven, you know, your drive to keep on bringing it back to what are the core things that are truly important about living in this existence. And it is about humanity and connection and love. And I think the thing that drives me most is that for whatever reason, I was blessed to be an artist and to also be a healer and an herbalist and a mother, in addition to being a businesswoman. And the thing for me is merging all these worlds so they're no longer compartmentalized, that consciousness and commerce and cannabis, they can all go together. And I think that the thing for me that gets me up in the morning is really consciousness, is creation, is love. You can call it whatever you want. You could call it God, you could call it the universe, you could call it source. But I think the thing that I'm most keen on now that I'm, you know, as I said, 26 years in business, is how can we bring consciousness in an alignment with what is truly most important into everything that we do, and no longer separate it and portion it out. And that's the challenge that's set before me, is how can I ground these ideals of consciousness and alignment and being awake in the world, being aware in the world. Because I was in the yoga industry for 10 plus years and taught yoga to kids and taught people about consciousness and meditation. Like, how can we bridge these into the business world, into Wall Street, into, you know, all these things that are kind of sick and diseased that need more consciousness and more human connection and alignment with source?
You know, we have discovered, mostly through social media, I think, that within the cannabis family, community, movement, culture, identity, there's some racism and some misogyny and some disturbing perspectives out there. We're seeing the commercialization of cannabis, the mainstreaming of cannabis, which is something that we worked for a long time. It's part of the normalization and everything. But as a lifelong counterculture person, to me, most of my life, cannabis, the leaf was a symbol of a certain level of awareness, of consciousness, of tolerance, of acceptance, of well, frankly, progressivism. And in this process of commercializing cannabis, it's like there's an aspect of the industry that I think is looking to throw away all of that and just keep the commercial part of it, kind of make it the Budweiser of plants or what have you. And I'm concerned that the things that I cared the most about cannabis and identified the most about, some people think that that's a liability for marketing cannabis, where I think that it's an asset for the human race, moving forward, for the evolution of humanity to continue. Do you have any, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's just a very good question. And a very important question, I think, because, you know, I've been privy to being in Canada during legalization, so-called legalization. I've been here in California as 215 melted into Prop 64. I've seen what's happened there in Washington with you guys and in other places. And, you know, what we've seen, it's very interesting. I called 2020 the year of the legacy brand. And the reason I said that is because what we've seen, it's interesting, I draw parallels with the dot-com bubble, is that we had a lot of kind of, you know, people that were outside of that consciousness of cannabis. We just had a lot of people where, you know, they could be selling candy, they could be selling oil, doesn't really matter. They were told that, hey, check mark, green cannabis, green industry, get into it. It's the green rush. Go for it and jump in. Is what we've seen is that over the last 6-7 years, we've seen failure after failure to the tune of hundreds of millions, billions of dollars have been wasted and lost in the green rush. Why? We have big, big moneyed corporations failing right now. Why?
We got about 30 seconds, Julie. Just, you know.
And I just think it's because, you know, the earth is really propagating consciousness with her plants, and the cannabis plant is the mother plant. And that if we continue to try and use it for our own means, we're going to experience failures. And as you said, it's almost the opposite. They say, hey, this isn't good for marketing. Guess what? It actually is. And what's interesting about 2020 is that the legacy brands that have been bootstrapping it, they're actually stronger and succeeding, where a lot of their heavily moneyed counterparts are failing in the marketplace right now. Why?
And we are going to succeed because we are going to go to another break. That's a great place to leave it and come back with our final segment.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hempire, a show dedicated to exploring the many potential therapeutic uses of the cannabis plant. Once a cornerstone of healing and now making a heroic comeback, cannabis has the potential to promote health and well-being, bring the body back to homeostasis, and foster recovery for a healthier way of living. Hempire focuses on a diverse range of serious health issues, presenting views ranging from those of patients and their loved ones through those of researchers and medical professionals. Welcome to Hempire.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
One toe over the line, sweet Jesus. One toe over the line.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer & Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, man, I'm really one toke over the line. And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh.
Sitting downtown in a railway station.
It's time to Hemp Present, only on Cannabis Radio.
Home, I'm at the trailer's on time. Sitting downtown.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And it's the final segment with Julie Chiarello. Oh, Julie, you know, I could talk to you for hours and just still not be satisfied because there's so many great things that you have to say. We have a couple minutes left, though, instead. And I'm just curious if there's anything else that you would like to add, any other projects you're doing that you want to talk about, or anything else you want to leave our listeners with.
Thank you so much, Vivian, for having me on, first off. And I just treasure you and your existence in the world and all the important work that you're doing. In terms of Skunk, I would encourage everybody to go and check out skunkmagazine.com. We are doing a lot of interesting new things over the next couple of months. We've relaunched print subscriptions, which can be delivered globally as long as your country allows entry. There are some countries that are solidly blocked. But many places we've been able to ship successfully. We also have the digital magazine available that people can get. And we have all these different new programs that are going to be coming out that we're super excited about this idea of uniting globally, and that we're better together, and that we can create an even better industry than we've ever had before. And it's about doing it together as one collective humanity and one global humanity, one global collective. And so those are the new things going on there. We have the summer 2020 issue out that you can find all over across North America, Barnes and Nobles and magazine retailers as they begin to open up. And I'm excited to share even more about the Seattle Hemp Fest and the upcoming preview in August, and then the official online event in October. I'm super excited about Skunk partnering with you guys and lighting up the green renaissance, Vivian. I really appreciate it. You have created this amazing kind of outline and defined all of these different brackets and these themes within that umbrella of the green renaissance. And I've just loved that, my fellow soul brother, that you've done that with me to dream this dream together.
Right on. Well, Julie, I just want to say that HempFest is so excited to partner with Skunk as well on this project. And I just wish you the absolute best in everything that you do. And I'm supposed to actually ask you to be a part of the launch as well. So we'll get to that as well. You take care.
Okay. Thank you so much, Vivian. Much
you
love
bet.
To you.
All right. I want to get to a weekly feature, HempPresent on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week. I want to see young people in America feel the spirit of the 1960s and find a way to get in the way, to find a way to get in trouble, good trouble, necessary trouble. And those are the immortal words of the great late American politician, civil rights leader, the late John Lewis. That concludes this installment of HempPresent on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more Reefer Repartee and Cannabis Confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice. As we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community, because when it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, talk it easy, and don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Email me! Turn up the music, maestro. I think I'm out. Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.